Recruiters are great people to invite to cocktail parties. Why? They've got the best stories. I'm Jody Phillips. Listen to this. We were digging for a building maintenance manager, and I dispatched Suzanne, she was one of our recruiters, to meet with this candidate. His name was Ian. So Suzanne ran through all the job criteria and pulled information out of him. Check, check, check. He matched every qualification that our client wanted. Now, Suzanne's spidery senses told her that something wasn't quite right, but there really wasn't anything she could zoom in on. So she coached him thoroughly, and we set up an appointment for Ian to interview with our client. The follow-up assessment revealed that Ian referred to himself as Ian when he answered questions. When asked about his strengths, he responded with, "Ian is very good at working with trades," or, "Ian is expert at reviewing maintenance contracts." Huh? What's this? Here's a guy referring to himself in the third person. It was like a weird episode of CSI. He seemed regular, but when Grissom scratches the surface, there's a surprise inside. Here's the tip. Practice your interviewing technique with a courageous friend. Do they notice that you have unconscious habits that only show up when you're nervous? Like you keep flicking your hair, or you use the same word repeatedly? Do you get weird fluctuations in your speech? Whatever it is, become aware of what you're doing and stop it. I'm Jody Phillips.